Hi, and welcome to Write Your Book Your Way, the interview series that goes behind the scenes of real self-published books to explode the myth that there's a right way to write your book and give you the freedom to write in a way that feels good to you and gets it finished. I'm Chris Emery, editor and owner at Chris Emery Editorial, and I'll be interviewing my past clients, all first-time non-fiction writers and entrepreneurs, to show you how it can be done. That means how it could be done, not how it should be done. Today, I'm talking with Adam Barillet, who I worked with as editor on his co-written book, Gifts of the Essential Oils. Adam Barillet has established himself as one of Australia's premier spiritual teachers, adept at working with essential oils, crystals, animal guides, tarot, astrology, and mythology. Adam's passionate, engaging, and relatable style of sharing the magic of nature has helped people all around the world change their lives and reconnect with the blessing of nature's gifts. Let him help you discover the secret messages that the universe eagerly wants you to hear. You can find out more about Adam at his website, adambarillet.com. Here's my interview with Adam.
Okay, let's dive straight into some questions. I want to welcome Adam to the call and get straight into exploring the behind the scenes of your book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So you're a bit of a different case for my audience, having co-written a book, and I'd love to just explore first how the book that you've written ties in with your business.
Okay, so I'm involved I run workshops both online and around different places in the world, working with both crystals and also essential oils. So this book that we worked on with Chris was very much to do with understanding the magical and spiritual aspects of essential oils. So it kind of is an add-on to what we teach in our classes.
Okay, so do you teach those classes in conjunction with, like, in collaboration with other people, or do you have some when you do the essential oil side of things?
So I will, some of the time I will teach these classes independently by myself, kind of thing. Sometimes I will actually teach with my co-author Vanessa Jean, and we'll actually pair and teach together. So we'll, depending on what we're in the mood for or where we are in the world, kind of thing.
So it supports both of your businesses in a similar sort of way.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Cool. So I want to explore the writing process and kind of how you came to the idea and how you collaborated, because a lot of people watching will be thinking of writing a book, or they'll be in the midst of it and maybe for some reason, you know, struggling to sit down and get the words down. So first of all, how did you come to the decision to write the book, and what made you start?
Me and Vanessa have both been teaching about essential oils now for several years. And what we noticed is we'd start getting feedback from people, first of all, saying we really like the unique approach you have to the essential oils, from a magical and a spiritual and a metaphysical point of view. And there's no one else really teaches like that, and there's not much information out there. And a saying that you hear quite often is, you guys should write a book. So that kind of got our brains ticking. And so then we decided, why not? We'd love to work on something together. It would be nice to, you know, obviously when you're teaching classes, you can only get to the people who are in front of you, whereas the plan with the book is it can go around the world and, you know, help other people wherever they may be.
Okay, so it's partly because people were asking and partly because you wanted to increase your reach because you can't be in more than one place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I guess there's also that the small part of that legacy of, you know, long after we're gone, hopefully the book will carry on and it will. We can pass that knowledge on to other people that we may never meet as well.
Yeah. I love that aspect of a book, that it kind of ties up knowledge and you know, ties a bow around like a beautiful either piece of your knowledge or part of your life in the case of memoirs. And certainly this book that you wrote, The Gifts of the Essential Oils, is really quite comprehensive in that sense. And you really get the sense that you have been working with these oils very deeply for a very long time. So, yeah. So, as you mentioned, you co-wrote the book, we both mentioned. I'd love to know what your writing process was, so how you actually got the words down. I know when you first came to me that Vanessa Jean, you said that Vanessa Jean worked very differently to you and you had different strengths. So how did you go about the creative process and then ironing out those differences in the two of you and how you work?
Yeah, so this is not the first book I've written, but it's the first book I've written in collaboration with someone else. And the process we took was actually quite different, partly because we wanted it to be a bit more organic in the way that it flowed and that type of thing. And secondly, because Vanessa doesn't like computers. So she doesn't like sitting in front of a computer and kind of writing out a manuscript. So what we actually did on the summer solstice last year, we actually sat down and we would just take each essential oil. And we had a voice recorder and we would actually just talk as though we were teaching a class, as though there were people in front of us, relaying whatever came to us about that oil as we smelt it, as we connected with it, as what we knew from the past about it as well. And we, you know, talk for, you know, 2 minutes on an oil or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatsoever, until we had, you know, about 10 minutes worth of talking about that essential oil. After that, what we did is we would send that recording off to someone who would transcribe it, and we'd get it back as a written transcription. And then it was my role, I guess, with my experience with writing in the past, to actually try and condense that, because one of the challenges with that was that the way we speak and the way that we write when we're writing a book can alter slightly, maybe just the length of the sentences or the way we explain things and different things like that. So I had to tweak some of the some of the sentence structure to make sure it all fit. And sometimes you'd also add ideas that would be better somewhere else. So I'd do a bit of relocation as well. One of the challenges, as you said, Chris, was very much that Vanessa has one way, a set of vocabulary and the way she talks about the oils. I have a different way. We both have similar messages. We just say it in slightly different ways. And so one of our challenges and one of our concerns is making sure that when someone read the book, it didn't seem to go from one person to another talking, because when you read each chapter of the book, it's just about the oil. It doesn't say Adam said this and Vanessa said this. So that was one of the challenges that we had to make sure we were able to kind of condense that so that it seemed to flow quite nicely.
And each oil has I don't want to say template or formula, but you broke it down into different parts. So first of all, you talked about the oil itself and the nature of it, and then you went into some practices and some blends that you could use. So how did that come about, the consistency? Was that all done in your self-editing, or did you intentionally sit down and talk about it in that order each time when you were sort of in your creative flow state?
Yeah, when we were just talking about, we kind of had an image of what the final outcome would be. We knew that we wanted to have essential oil blends, so blending different essential oils together and recommending, as we'd talk about one oil, which ones it would be best with. And we also wanted to be a bit practical as well. So when we were actually doing the recording, we didn't kind of talk in that structure of, okay, this is this bit and this is the practice and this is the blends. We made just halfway through saying, rose essential oil is really good for unconditional love. One of us might also pop in, and rose is really good for unconditional love when you blend it with geranium and jasmine, for example. And so then we'd have to kind of, before the book went off to be edited by Chris, we kind of did a bit of a shuffle, and I would kind of cut and paste so that we were kind of creating that format where we had about the oil and what it's good for, then a practice that you can actually do, and then the blends, so it would lay out in the book exactly the same for each page and each oil.
Okay, so the consistency came later, but the clarity and the intention was already there. So you did know to mention those sorts of things. It just was more moving things around.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes, we may, as we were talking in our book, we have three blends for each essential oil. We may have come up with five or six, and I just had to be vicious and cut and slash some. Sometimes we'd only done two, and we'd have to then go back and go, okay, what's another one that would work with that? So as we're kind of getting down to the clearing up stages, it would be very much about, okay, what's missing, what needs to be cut, and kind of slash and burn and add and subtract where we needed to.
What I love about that, though, is that you had very clear stages. You weren't trying to edit when you were pouring out all of your knowledge and coming up with the ideas and talking it out. That was a very, very fluid kind of state. And then you went into the, okay, a bit more structured, a bit more, I suppose, rigorous. And like you said, you had to be quite, make some quite difficult choices about what to cut when you had too much in there. But you did those at very different times. Was it one sitting where you wrote everything or recorded everything, or did you do it in a few sittings? Because it was a lot in there.
It was actually done in 2 days. It was over a weekend. So we actually started probably around 11 o'clock in the morning, and I think we were going till about 2 a.m. that night. We were just kind of enjoying the process. And I think if you're not enjoying the process, then you know it gets quite challenging. And then we woke up the next morning and we still had a bit to go. So we just kept going until we couldn't put more oils in the book, and we actually had to start going, no, we need to stop now, otherwise this book will be, you know, you need a truck to, you know, order it from the shop and carry it home kind of thing. So we definitely needed to, yeah. So it's the quickest time I've ever written a manuscript. I've written other books that are quite comprehensive, and that'll be, you know, months and months and months of pouring out ideas and working on it, that kind of thing. This is a really unique way of doing it, kind of yielded a manuscript very quickly, but still had a lot of work to do afterwards, kind of thing.
Sure. Okay. Awesome. So how did you know when you were finished? And by that, I normally mean when you were finished writing, but because of the way you've done it, I guess the time constraint basically meant that you stopped doing the recording and then moved into the editing stage. But there must have come a point where you were like, okay, this is in pretty good shape now. I think we're done. I think there's enough in here. I don't want to add anything else. I don't want to take anything else away. So how did that decision come around, or was it more a feeling? How do you make that decision that you're done?
I think that's probably the hardest thing as a writer, is that at some point in time throughout the stages of a book, is that you actually have to go, okay, that's good enough. I think any manuscript you could kind of keep fine-tuning more and change and adjust and tweak and that type of thing. So we kind of got it to the point where everything seemed to fit within that structure. We were working with my partner's a graphic designer who was doing the graphics of the book. So we kind of worked out that we had enough to fit on each page that would fit in the layout that we're doing for the book as well. And it kind of got to the point there where we're like, okay, we think we're happy with, we've got enough content, we fill all the spaces, but we need someone else to look at it. And that's when we obviously needed to engage yourself as an editor to start going, how is this looking from an outside perspective as well? You know, sometimes when you're looking at something over and over again, it all starts to blur because you become so familiar with it as well.
Yeah. And how did that compare to books that you've written in the past? Because obviously when you've got another person involved, then you've got a bit of a sounding board already. But previously, when you'd written books on your own, had you engaged anyone prior to the editing stage just to give you a bit of feedback or bounce ideas around? Or was it exactly the same process? You just knew when you were done?
Yeah, I personally, I think when you write a manuscript, it is your little baby, and you become very protective of it, that type of thing. And you want to make sure when you are getting other people to critique it, that they know what they're talking about, type of thing. And if you start showing it to friends and family, that you may start to doubt different things, and everyone has an opinion and that type of thing. So normally with manuscripts, with the books I've written in the past and this one, you kind of get to that point where you're happy with it. As a whole, you know, there's obviously probably going to be grammatical issues, and something that made sense to you may not make sense to someone else. And that's kind of the point when you go, okay, now it's time to hand it over and see if what is clear to me and what I've created in a manuscript is going to be clear to a third person who knows nothing about what I've written.
Yeah. So that was exactly the same when you were working with Vanessa Jean as well. You both were clear on what you had to say, but it was time to find some external feedback because you couldn't see where those places might be anymore, because you know what you're talking about, so
yeah,
it needs an external set of eyes.
Precisely, exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. So what, if anything, would you do differently? And because you've written more than one book, this might be the tweaked version of writing a book if you preferred it to previous iterations, but what would you do differently if you were to write another book?
Going forward, writing more books, it's a really good question. I think one of the things is you've got to find a way. The book has to be, it has to be pleasurable. And so what I really liked about this process of just sitting out, we sat outside in nature. There was actually a goshawk flying around and frogs croaking and that. And it was a really beautiful experience. And when you are, when you do create a book to go out into the world, you want that to, you want to be proud of that. You want to enjoy the process. So I think whether you're writing your first book or any book, you've got to keep refining what's actually enjoyable for you. And finding process to do that kind of thing. Whether the doing it verbally would be how I do a book by myself. I tend to like to see things on a page, so that works well for me. But Vanessa likes to talk it, so if I was to write with Vanessa again, we'd probably talk it again and that type of thing. I think the main thing is just to really make sure you find way that you enjoy the process, because when you're in a comfortable position, when you're enjoying it, the words that will flow will come a lot more easily, and you'll be able to get your message across a lot more rather than putting yourselves on, there's definitely a need for timelines and deadlines so that otherwise you could work on the book forever, but you also don't want to kind of do it stressed out to the max at 3 a.m. in the morning and all that type of thing as well. So I think that's what I'll keep on refining doing, making sure that at each book that I'm writing, I'm actually really enjoying the process and enjoying the people that I'm working with in that whole collaboration of creating a whole book.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that. I don't think many writers that I've worked with have even touched on pleasure before. And certainly for me, it's a really important thing. Not only in the way that it comes across, you can really tell when somebody has forced something, and you can really tell the difference even in the words and the energy that is coming through what's being communicated in the book. You can really tell when somebody has enjoyed it versus when they've really had to push. Completely different energy. But also, people who start writing a book, I think, go in very inspired. Nobody sits down and write their first words unless they are really pumped up. But it takes a lot to get through to the end of a project. It's not a project that you take on lightly. It's a big piece of work. That long format writing is not for everyone, even though the old adage, everyone's got a book in them, they may have a book in them, but actually getting it out is a really huge undertaking, and pleasure is one of the things that's going to get you through to the end. So I'm really pleased that you brought that up, actually. That's something that doesn't come up very often,
no.
Surprisingly infrequently.
Yeah, no, I think, anything, whatever we're doing in life, if we're not enjoying it, what's the point of doing it, that type of thing. And like you said, it'll show in the words and that type of thing. So you've got to find a way that you will enjoy it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. So I know you have touched on the fact that you've published before. So this might not be relevant just to this book, but I'd love to know what you learned from writing and publishing a book. That, compared to where you were before, it's a huge growth opportunity when you write and share your work. So what would you say that you've taken from writing and publishing a book?
Probably before I released my first book to what I know now is that to create a book requires a whole team of people. That yes, you write the words on the page, but you do require editors to give that second opinion and to make sure spelling and grammatical things are right, and even the presentation, the book and the cover and all that type of thing. So there is a whole team that creates your book, and again, that's really important to make sure that you do find a team that you feel really comfortable with, so that you can produce that. I think we also sometimes think that, you write the book, you send it off to an editor, and then it comes back all pretty and that kind of thing. But it's kind of like building a house. You have to decide what tiles you want on the floors, and you need to decide what door handles you want. And there's all these little things that will be part of the book as well, beyond just the manuscript. And that I didn't realize how many things then be considered through to the font, which is on the spine, and why that matters and different things like that. So that's kind of been the growing process for me of how much is actually involved in birthing that book from just having an idea and writing a manuscript.
Yeah, lots of technical things that it's a little bit like planning a wedding. Like, I guess in some ways there are so many details that you may just not care about. Like, I don't care what bows are on the bridesmaid's hair or the flowers that they have on the table, but I do know that I want this kind of meal or this kind of wine. And sometimes things we really do care about, but it's learning what actually does matter and what doesn't to a great degree. So I definitely think a lot of people think writing a book is just the writing, and find that becoming an author is a lot about other things other than writing. So yeah, cool. And last question I want to explore with you is, what opportunities have come your way, or do you expect to come your way, from having written a book, or from becoming an author? What kind of opportunities does it give you that you wouldn't expect to have had if you weren't the author of the book?
Yeah, well, first of all, one of the things that I learned quite quickly is, when you have written a book and when it's ready to go out for sale and that type of thing, is I actually learned quite quickly that books don't sell themselves. And we often think, oh, we write our masterpiece and it goes out in the bookshelves of the world and we just kind of sit there and collect all the money. I remember when I was working at it, I go to different New Age festivals and talk to people and actually meet people and talk about my book so they can get to know me and the book. And I remember I always used to work with an author who was very, very successful and would sell hundreds of books over a weekend. And then one festival, he wasn't able to get there due to the health of his father, and only three of his books sold. And so, you know, one thing I learned is that you really need to get out there and share what your book's about, because there are so many books out there and that type of thing. But in doing that, you know, when people understand you and they understand the artist or the writer or the creator of a book, it allows you to actually really connect with people, to get feedback from people about how your work has influenced them. It's enabled me when I first wrote my first book to now travel around Australia and to several other countries around the world, in Europe, North America and Asia, actually teaching, because when you know, you write a book and then you kind of close that chapter, but your thoughts keep going and people want to know what's next. And so it's been a great opportunity to keep on teaching and sharing and traveling and meeting other people and continuing to extend on and pass on that message that was that's in my books.
Are you ever tempted to go back and tweak books that you've already published based on things that you get feedback on, or is it always informing the next iteration of what you want to put out there?
Do you know what, I think by the time every book gets out there, you've kind of, there's things you'd like to change, because we are evolving people and our ideas are always changing and that type of thing. I think, you know, now that I'm constantly writing books, I'm kind of, when a book actually gets out there, it's kind of, those are my old ideas and I've got new ideas brewing as well. And that's where the teaching is really good. So I guess I've met other people that are trying to write books and they're like, oh, I just need to get it perfect. Your book will never be perfect, but what you create will be beautiful anyway. And people will really appreciate that. No matter what you've got, kind of thing. So I don't think you'll ever find, you know, be totally happy with a book. I don't think a book will ever be perfect, but you've got to find that perfection in that imperfection, kind of thing.
Oh, I love it. That's such a beautiful note to end on. And I have a number of clients who have started writing books and they don't know the ending yet because their life is still evolving. So that's a really good lesson for them to know that, you know, while this book may end, your life is going to continue and there's always more books to come and more lessons to learn and to continue learning that way.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I know that the people watching will have got loads and loads out of this interview. So I'm really grateful to you. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure.